Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Portland grand jury investigates activists. About 30 people gathered at the federal courthouse recently to protest the grand jury that has targeted activists. Grand juries are highly secretive and the proceedings take place behind closed doors, so it is often a challenge to know what they are even about. Local people who have been subpoenaed to this one believe the subject is the lumber truck arsons that took place last year at Mount Hood. The crowd drummed and interacted with people walking by. Cars honked support for signs held at the curb. It was a great show of support for the local activists who have been called before the grand jury. At around 2:30 in the afternoon, Martha, one of the people who had been subpoenaed, emerged and answered a few questions. She described the proceedings as short and sweet and said she'd invoke the Fifth Amendment on all questions. One of the questions was whether she was a member of the Cascadia Forest Alliance. Two other questions were about particular people, not activists, who are not affiliated with Cascadia Forest Alliance. Martha also said that the grand jury won't impact her activism and stated, "I plan to continue doing what I do." A member of the crowd yelled, "You rock, Martha," and a cheer went up. Emily, another activist who was recently subpoenaed, has had her appearance before the grand jury moved back by 1 month, and we thank PortlandIndyMedia.org for that story. Week of Action, August 5th through 11th in the Lapperfront protest site in Belgium, celebrating a year-long occupation. Lappersfort is an area of bewildered forest in Brugge, Belgium. The trees are being threatened by various projects. There are plans for a motorway, and another part of the forest has been designated as future industrial zone with all the nasty consequences that will bring. After 1 year of occupation of the site, we think the time is right to up the pressure on the local government. We invite all to come to prepare and take up action. You can expect workshops, actions, cheap vegan food, and celebration of the 1 year occupation from August 5th to 11th. For more information, go to www.lappersfront.tk, that's www.lappersfront.tk, or write to P.O. Box 715, 8000, Brugge, Belgium. For more information, you can also go to www.grundfront.nl, that's www.grundfront.nl. Michigan Coalition announces statewide boycott of Ice Mountain Water. Come to the Water Wars Base Camp July 20th through 22nd at the School Section Lake Campground, 9003 90th Avenue in Mecosta, Michigan. Saturday, there'll be dinner and music with eco-folk musician Robert Hoyt. Sunday, Ice Mountain 101, a review of the Ice Mountain Project and Resistance and Action Training. Monday, action at the Ice Mountain plant. If you plan on spending the night, you'll need a tent and sleeping gear. The site is primitive, but not really remote. There are bathrooms and water facilities. You will also need to provide your own food. Also, it is a public campground with kids and the like around. Please act accordingly. Please do not bring any illegal substances. A coalition of Michigan citizens, activists, and environmentalists have launched a formal boycott of Perrier's Midwest brand of spring water, Ice Mountain, just weeks after the company opened its new $100 million bottling facility in Mecosta County, Michigan. According to organizers, the boycott is just one of many strategies now being pursued to shut down the plant and regain public control over the state's water resources. The camp is to organize support and get ready for the demonstration on Monday. Once again, that's Water Wars Base Camp, July 20th through 22nd at the School Section Lake Campground, 9003 90th Avenue, Mecosta, Michigan. For more information, contact the Sweetwater Alliance online at www.waterissweet.org. That's www.waterissweet.org. Or email to stopperrier, P-E-R-R-I-E-R, at yahoo.com. That's stopperrier at yahoo.com. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't compromise in the